Blog Talk Radio. Entry and exit tones are off.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you on today. Amen. Glory to God. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Truly, we're grateful to be here yet again in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Just another day. It's another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and we are so grateful. We're so grateful for his keeping power. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, because, listen, people of God, we surely cannot keep ourselves. Amen. So we're grateful to the Lord. We're grateful, amen, that he has kept us, that he has brought us here yet again. Amen. To be here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Truly, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing, glory to God, that you have elected to come and to join us here on the Prayer News Network. We're just so grateful for that. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm excited for all that the Lord is doing. Truly, the Lord is doing some great and mighty things, and we're just grateful. We're just grateful. What more can we say? Amen. What more can we say? Amen. Grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Grateful, amen, Jesus, because truly he has done us well. Amen. Yes, he has. He has done us well. And we're just so grateful for all that the Lord has done, all that the Lord is doing. Amen. We're just grateful today for his precious promises unto us, his people. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, and we found him. I don't know about you, but I found him to be faithful. Amen. Everything that he said, glory to God, he will surely bring it to pass. Amen. So we are grateful to him on today. Amen. Thanking God. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in, people of God. Come on in and join us. Amen. Come on in and join us. Glory to God. And as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come on in and join us as well. Amen. Glory be to God. We are here every night, every single night at the 9 o'clock hour. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for bringing us back, for bringing us back one more time. Amen. Truly the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. And we just thank him on today. Thank him for each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus, that have taken the time out to come and join us. We just bless the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord for you. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead, if you don't mind. Amen. Go ahead and invite someone else to come on in to be, amen, come on in with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. As the woman of God, amen, Evangelist Bond said, invite somebody. Invite a friend. Invite a neighbor. Invite a loved one. Glory to God. She said, come on and invite your enemies. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There's a word for them too. Amen. Glory to God. So we want you to, if you would, as you're coming in, if you would, go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight, to be with us on tonight. Glory to God. Truly, the Lord has great things in store for us as he always does. Amen. I don't know about you people, God, but I'm excited about this PNN. Amen. Because God is doing some great things, and he's opening some doors, and as we always say, he's expanding borders. Glory to God. So we just thank him. Amen. We just, listen, we are just excited about the PNN as you are. Amen. Glory to God. Because I'm telling you, the Lord does not unveil everything at one time. But we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus, that he's unveiling it unto us. Amen. And we're able to see what the Lord is doing. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. Amen. For everyone that's coming in on tonight, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking out the time to come and be with us. Amen. As everyone is continuing to come in and take their places, glory to God, and get prepared to hear what the Lord will say. Amen. Jesus, we just bless the Lord. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Truly the Lord has done us well. We just always like to acknowledge each and every one of our visitors. We say thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming on in. Amen. Thank you for taking the time out to come and be with us on the Prayer News Network Global. We just thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus. Truly the Lord is good. Amen. He's good to us. Amen. He's good to us. He's good to you. Amen. And we give him thanks. We give him praise for our listeners. Amen. That are listening, glory to God, or that listen, glory to God, internationally. We just want to thank God for you, whether you're listening, amen, from Denmark or the Philippines or Malaysia, glory to God, amen, or China or Russia, glory to God, or Uganda or parts of Africa. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because we know that you are tuning into us, amen, and that you are listening, amen. And we thank God for you, amen. And for those of you that are yet downloading the broadcast, amen, on the blog, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. As you're continuing to come in, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come on in with you. Send out a text message. Send out a group text. Amen. To let the people know, to let them know, to let them know that we're here. Amen. To let them know that we want them to join us. Amen. Glory be to God. So on tonight, amen, we bless the Lord. Amen. The Lord is truly good to us. We thank him for all of our listeners in the continental U.S. Amen. That's in the U.S. of A. Amen. In North America, South America, glory to God. In the Isles of the Amen. Nassau, Bahamas, amen. Tortola, glory be to God. Amen. St. Kitts, amen. Jamaica, glory to God. We thank God for you, amen, for tuning in to the Prayer News Network Global. And we want to say welcome, 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 welcome. We're so glad that you're here. We're so glad that you've taken the time to come and be with us. We just want to let you know, people of God, this is not a fly-by-night, amen, Jesus. It's not a fly-by-night broadcast, amen. But we have been here now 482 days. We've been here 482 days. Now, listen. I did the math on that. I actually did the math on that. Amen. The Lord just quickened me. And I did the math on that. And when I did the math on it, I divided 52. There are 52 weeks in a year. So I divided 52 into the 482. And people of God, listen, that is equivalent to 9 years. Hallelujah. 9 years worth of Sundays. Amen. 9 years worth of Sundays. Amen. Glory be to God. You do the math on it. You do the math on it. Amen. I tell you, I was like, oh, my goodness. So if you divide 482 divided by 52, amen, 9 years, that means we would have technically, amen, been here for 9 years worth of Sundays. Amen. 9 years worth of Sundays, people of God. We have been here. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, truly that's the Lord's doing. That is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory to God. We've been here every day 482 days. Amen. Again, if you divide that by 52 days, 52 days in a year, that'll let you know how many years PNN technically, amen, would have been in operation. Glory to God. 9 years. That is amazing. It was amazing to me. Glory to God. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was amazing. 9 years worth of Sundays, because we've been here every day. So you divide 482 by 52, amen, because there are 52 weeks in a year, amen, and that gives you technically 9 years, amen. So listen, it just blew my mind. Amen, Jesus, I'm sure it's blowing your minds right now. Amen. But, yeah, 9 years worth of Sundays. Amen, we've been here. We have been here. The PNN has been here. Amen, up and running and moving. Amen. As they say, try to wrap your mind around that. Amen. I'm telling you, it took me a minute to really, really wrap my mind around that. But we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Only God could do it, people of God. Only God could do it. Amen. So we just give God thanks and we give God praise. We bless them. Amen. For it on today. Amen. We just want to thank God for, amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the initiator. Amen. He's a leader. Amen. He's guiding us. Amen. He's ahead of this work. Amen. And we just bless the Lord for it. We bless the Lord for it. Amen. The Lord has established it in the earth. Glory to God. And here we are, people of God. Amen. We're just following. Amen. Wherever he leads us, that's where we're following. So we bless the Lord for it. We bless the Lord. We thank God. Amen. I thank God for my leaders. Amen. Jesus on tonight. Amen. The late Apostle Dr. S.C. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for, amen, Jesus, our senior apostle on tonight. Amen. Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And thanking the Lord on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. For my pastor on tonight. Just thanking God. Amen. For Apostle D.G. Taylor. Just thanking God for all of your leaders, people of God. Amen. Jesus, thanking God for the leaders, amen, that are praying for this work. Amen. Thanking them. Word, amen. The word from the Lord. Amen. Jesus, that is continually, amen, continually compelling this work. Amen. God just letting us know here and there what he's doing. Amen. And what he's going to do with this line. Amen. And people of God, amen, glory to God. Listen, hey, we raise our hands up in total surrender and saying, Lord, whatever you want to do, thy will be done. Amen. Thy will be done in the earth. Amen. Thy will be done on this PNN. Glory to God. Amen. We're not trying to guide or take it anywhere, but wherever the Lord leads us, amen, there shall we also follow. Amen. Welcome, 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 people of God. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Come on and invite someone to come on in with us. Amen. Just send out a text message. As they say, each one reach one. Just send out one text message. Amen. And let somebody know. Invite someone to come and be a part on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're thanking God for our advisors on tonight, each and every one of them. We bless the Lord for our advisors. Amen, Jesus. We glorify the Lord. Amen. We bless him for all that he's doing. Truly, he's doing a great work in the lives of his people. Amen. We've been here, glory to God, as they would say, amen, for 9 years. Nine years worth of Sundays. Amen, Jesus. Listen, been here, and you tell me that the Lord is not doing a work in you? Glory to God. Amen. It's not possible for you to come to this line and the Lord not do a work in you. It is just not possible. It's not possible for there to have been a change in your life. It's not possible, because faith cometh by hearing. Amen. And hearing the word of God. So you've been coming. You've been listening. You've been taking it in. Your faith has been quickened. Glory to God. You may not know, but people of God, we have literally gone from glory to glory. We have. we have gone from glory to glory. You have gone from glory to glory by the sheer fact that you're listening. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You may not see the growth in you. Glory be to God. But if you've been coming to this line and you've been listening to this word, this unadulterated word, amen, Jesus, not polluted, not swayed, glory to God, but ministered directly into your spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. You better believe the word is working in you. The word is working in you. It's working in your mind. It's working in your spirit. It's working in your soul. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord today. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. Amen. We bless his holy name. Glory be to God. We are just so grateful for all that he's doing. Amen. In the lives of you, people of God, we just thank God for you. We thank God for our loyal listeners. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. Listen, we have some loyal listeners. Amen. That have been here every step of the way. Amen, Jesus. I'm talking about every step of the way. Amen. And we have, amen, a woman of God, amen, with us tonight. Amen, Jesus, that just celebrated her birthday number 83. Amen. 83 years young. Amen. Glory be to God. Can we give a round of applause, amen, Jesus, to none other than Mother Betty Hoges. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. Listen, we want to open the line. We want to open the line, amen, and we want you to lift your voices. And
all participants are unmuted.
A happy birthday on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and lift those voices, amen, and give her a God
happy birthday, Mother.
Happy birthday, Mother.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
Blessing. Any more. Bless you.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Mother.
Happy birthday.
Did you want happy birthday.
Happy
birthday. Bless you.
Mother.
Bless you.
Mother Hoges.
God bless you, Mother.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Oh, she said, thank you.
God bless you.
God. We love you so much.
We have a few more. God bless you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Thank you, son. God bless you.
Listen, God, Mother is... Listen, she is one of the most faithful. Listen, I'm talking about on the dot, 9:45 on the dot. Amen. Mother is here front and center. Amen. Jesus is between her and one other listener. I know that other listener. She always says, I have to get settled. I have to get in, get settled. Amen. But her and Mother Hoges, I'm telling you, listen, people of God, I'm telling you, these first ones, amen. I get a little bit nervous when I don't see them. But, Mother, we just want to let you know we love you, for you. We be looking for you. Yes, ma'am, we do. Yes, ma'am, we do. And we thank you. Yes, ma'am, thank you for your prayers. Yes, ma'am. Did you want to say anything, Mother, or you just?
No, I'm just listening. I've been enjoying it.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you again. Amen. I'm telling you, we appreciate you. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. That silent strength. Amen. Glory to God. Every ministry needs that. So we thank you on tonight. Amen. Glory.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And we just give God praise. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We want to let you know, because we do have listeners that are coming. Amen. New listeners that are coming every night. Amen. We want to let you know you can get a copy of the broadcast, and it's absolutely free. Amen, Jesus. You can get a copy. Amen. And we will give you two numbers afterwards. We'll give you those two numbers that you can certainly call and get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you. Amen. For all of our listeners, we bless the Lord for you. Amen. We celebrate you on tonight. Amen. For just being who you are. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen. Jesus, glory to God, we're not going to keep you long. Amen. We're trying to be mindful. We're trying. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But listen, sometimes the Lord just take over and we just go all in. Amen. But we bless the Lord on tonight again, people of God. And tonight we want you to go ahead and prepare your hearts and your minds. Glory to God. And we're going to get ready to bless the line. Amen. Sanctify the line. The line has to be sanctified because we realize so many times, glory to God, that somewhere along the way, amen, Jesus, we may have omitted to do something that the Lord say. Amen. That's a sin. Amen. He may have commissioned us to do something and we didn't do it. That's a sin. We're missing. Amen. We missed the mark. Glory to God. Amen. But we always want to, amen, Jesus, we always have to sanctify the line, get our hearts ready, get our spirit ready so that we can see, amen, to hear what the Lord is saying unto us. Amen. So if you would, people of God, let us, amen, Jesus, let us turn our hearts, amen, towards heaven on tonight. Glory
be to God. The recording has started.
Hallelujah. Let us turn our hearts towards heaven on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us bless him. Let us thank him. Let us glorify him on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. For he alone is worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. The song says, for he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let us bless the Lord on tonight. Let us bless. Glory to God. Let us bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us make a joyful noise unto him. Let us make, amen, Jesus, let us lift our voices unto him. Glory be to God. As the psalmist says, amen, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory to God. All ye lands, glory be to God. Let us serve the Lord with gladness on today. Hallelujah. Let us come before his presence. Hallelujah. Let us come before his presence with singing. Amen. Glory be to God. Know ye, glory be to God, that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us. Hallelujah. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastor. Glory be to God. And we come on tonight. We come to bless him. We come to thank him on tonight. We come to give him the glory that's due unto his name. We come on tonight to make melody unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Out of our hearts, out of our souls. Glory to God. We come on tonight. We come to lift him. We come to bless him. We come to honor him on tonight for his goodness and for his grace. We come on tonight, amen, to tell him, hallelujah, glory to God, Father. Father, we're grateful. We're grateful for what you've done. We're grateful for all that you've done. Glory to God. If we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give him praise. It wouldn't be enough on today. Father, so we come on today, glory to God. Hallelujah. We come to bless you. We come to bless you, glory to God, with our all that is within us. We come to bless you on tonight. We come, glory to God, to bless your name. We come on tonight. Glory be to God. For you are, oh God, our God. You are the Lord God. You are the Most High. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for being who you are. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for you forgive all of our sins. You pardon, oh God, all of our iniquities. And Father, we're thanking you on today. We're thanking you for yet another chance. Another chance, glory to God, that we can get it right. Another chance, glory to God, that we can come before your presence with singing. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God for just another chance. Oh God, that we can lift our voices in the earth. Glory to God, for even so, hallelujah. Oh God, we cannot praise you in the grave. And Father, we're thanking you, hallelujah. But this time, we're thanking you for this opportunity, glory to God, to lift our voices unto you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on this hour, this day, Father, we're asking you to forgive us of our sins. Father, pardon us of our iniquities in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would have your way on today. Have your way, glory to God. Have your way, oh God, in each and every one of us. Have your way, oh God, look upon this line in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon this line. Oh God, have mercy upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Any way that we've missed you, we're asking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Oh God, that you will cleanse us and purge us. Glory to God. Cleanse us and purge us. Sanctify us now. Sanctify us. Glory be to God. By truth we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause your righteousness, cause it to be revealed in us. Cause your righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to correct every wayward way. Father, we're asking you on tonight, Father, to make every crooked place straight in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking you on tonight, Father, to sanctify our minds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, do what you will on tonight. Do what you will on tonight. Father, be glorified on tonight. Be glorified in the midst of your people in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you on tonight to move upon this vine. Father, look upon every need. Look upon every desire in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it again. Do it again, oh God. Move by your spirit. Move by your sure mercies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For your mercy endures from generation to generation. And we thank you on today. Father, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, be glorified on today. Be glorified on today. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to move by your spirit. Move tonight. Move in salvation tonight. Father, we're asking that you'll move this night. Glory be to God. We're asking you to tamasa. We're asking you to save and set free somebody on tonight. Glory be to God. Save and set free on tonight. Deliver. Oh, glory be to God. Deliver from every adverse way on tonight. Father, move by your spirit. Move by your anointing in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause there to be lifting up the spirit on tonight. Lift your people. Glory to God. Lift your people. Glory to God from obscurity. Lift your people on tonight. Glory to God from every deception. Lift from deception on tonight. In the name of Jesus, break the bands of deception. In the name of Jesus, let us not walk in deception. In the name of Jesus, but cause us, oh God, cause us to walk in your righteousness. Cause us to walk in your truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, cause us to not be bold, Shiva. Oh, God, cause us on tonight. Cause us on tonight to not march in place, God. But cause our steps to be ordered. Oh, God, our steps, oh, glory to God, ordered by you. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, oh, God. We thank you for the way that we should go. And we're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you for your divine direction in the name of Jesus. Father, your divine direction that caused us to walk, glory to God, to walk in peace, that caused us to walk in prosperity, that caused us to walk in good success. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for sharpening us, your people. Thank you for sharpening us, oh God. Thank you for sharpening the Messiah. Thank you for sharpening us, oh God, in spirit. Thank you for sharpening the Messiah. Thank you for sharpening us, oh God, our spiritual sensitivity. Oh God, that we will be sensitive to your move, that we will be sensitive even to your voice, Father. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for making us. We thank you for molding us, oh God, carving us to be, oh God, a people that are called by your name. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God, but we can't do it by ourselves. Oh God, but we humble ourselves, oh God, before your mighty hand of grace. We humble ourselves. Oh, glory, I'm Isaiah. We humble ourselves. Oh, God, to your will and to your way on today. Father, we thank you now. We thank you now for making us and molding us. Thank you for naming your name upon us. Father, we thank you on today. We thank you for everything that concerns us, concerns you. And we're thanking you on today. Thank you for moving upon the concerns of the hearts of your people, the several concerns. Father, but we thank you tonight for your eyes are in every place. Oh, God, beholding the good and the evil. And, Father, we thank you tonight, glory to God, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for ordered steps yet again. Father, let us not miss one divine appointment, but help us to make it, oh, God, every step count. And we thank you on today. We thank you. We bless you on today. We thank you for Obalasa. We thank you for your high. We thank you for your servant on tonight. Oh, God, the woman of God that shall come and break forth your word unto your people. We're thanking you now, glory to God, for breaking up the fallow ground. Cause your word to fall on good ground. Cause it to fall on good ground. Hey, God, in the name of God, cause it to fall upon good ground, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for the water. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you on today. Hey, God, I'm a higher. We thank you on today. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're doing, oh God. Oh God, oh God, in the isles of the sea. Oh God, in the Middle East, in the West, in the North, in the South. We thank you, glory be to God, for moving for your people, each and every one that have assembled. Glory to God, whether they're in a village, oh God, whether, glory to God, they're in an alley, oh God, whether they're just sitting in a township, Father, we thank you today. Thank you. Thank you for moving. Thank you for moving. Thank you, glory to God, that you have no respect of persons, Father, but you love us all. Love us unto righteousness, loving us unto truth, loving us unto holiness. Hey, glory to God. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. Father, for this, we give you praise. We honor, we glorify you. We thank you for moving, oh God. Yeah, yeah. Oh God, in the winds. We thank you now, oh God, for healing your people, both body and mind and soul. We thank you. We bless you now. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, Father, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. Glory be to God. We thank you now. Thank you, Father, for again naming your name upon us. We thank you, glory be to God, for calling us unto righteousness and calling us unto truth. Thank you for calling our name. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. We honor you. Father, and we do declare and we decree as sons of God that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare it. We decree it. And we know it to be so according to your word. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. Father, we say yet again, have your way. Bless, oh God, the speaker. Anoint her even the more in the precious name of Jesus. Anoint now. Glory to God. Strengthen now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, for this, we thank you. We glorify you in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen, somebody. The Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. People of God, go ahead and, glory to God, send that text message out to someone. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Glory to God. We want them to come to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. Since we hear, amen, Jesus, we might as well hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us, his people. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we thank you for your patience. We thank you again for your diligence on tonight. Glory be to God. We're excited, amen, for what God is doing. Truly, he's doing, again, a great work in you. Amen. We want you to know it, that the Lord is doing a work in you. Amen. And tonight, we're so grateful, amen, Jesus, for the woman of God that shall bring forth the word on tonight. Glory to God. She is no stranger to us. No, no, no. Amen. Glory to God. It's been a little minute, amen, since we've heard from her. Amen. But she's been on the field, too. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Doing the work of the Lord. Amen. What the Lord is required of her. But we bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. We want you to prepare your heart. Get your pen. Get your paper. Amen, Jesus. Jot down your notes. Amen. You want to have a takeaway. What are you taking away from the line? We don't want to just come to listen, but we want to take something away. Take something away. If it's only a scripture, amen, that you can reiterate, that you can tell somebody about, glory to God, what the Lord said, tell it. Amen. Tell it. Get it out there. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we are going up to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen, Jesus, as we've always said, amen, she's no stranger. Glory be to God by way of EPC Nation. Amen. Glory be to God. This woman of God has just been all over the place too. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen, Jesus. She's as well one of our PNN advisors, and we bless the Lord for her. We thank God for her. Amen. Thank God for her labor. Amen, Jesus, even her time. Amen, here. Amen, Jesus, and the work that the Lord has set to her hands. We bless the Lord, people of God. We want you to receive on tonight none other than the minister, the evangelist, Minister Ollie Booker. Amen. Come on and bless the Lord for her. Amen, woman of God. You have the platform on tonight.
The Lord, saints, praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, woman of God. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. God bless each of you all tonight.
Yes.
We magnify the name of the Lord tonight for who he is. We praise God for what he's doing in the earth, and we praise God for what he's doing in us. We thank and we praise God for his goodness, his mercy, and his love, and his kindness that he has shown us. We praise God. We magnify the Lord for our leaders. We praise God for our leaders, all the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We praise God for the help and the saints of the Most High God. We praise God for your leaders. We bless the name of the Lord tonight for your leaders. We praise God for you all taking your time out just to come to help lift up the name of the Lord, to lift up the name of the Lord tonight. We are truly blessed that we are here. We are here. And we praise God. We are still here. And we praise God for Mr. Bradley. We praise God for the PNN Network. We praise God for the, she is the founder of this network. We praise God that she is the founder. And we thank God for the work of her hand that God have laid charge to her. We praise God that during the difficult time that God birthed out in her, birthed forth in her, brought forth through her, this ministry, that it could be a blessing unto many, far and near. We praise God for that. We praise God for Co-Pastor. We praise God for Co-Pastor Sarah Heatherton. We bless God for the late Bishop S.D. James and the First Lady, Kara Jane. We praise God for her. We praise God for her strength. We praise God for her endeavors. We bless the name of the Lord. We praise God for her. We praise God for the apostles that have been placed in charge and the bishops. For them, we praise God for each of you. And tonight, I just want to take a little time to tell God thank you for all he has done. all that he is doing. I praise God for life, health, and strength. I truly thank and I praise God for life. I praise God for life and knowing that we are here. We are here. There are so many in the world, or so many don't know they are here. There's so much sickness and diseases in the earth, but we're still here, and we praise God. No righteousness, no goodness of our own, just because of the righteousness of the Almighty God. And we thank him for that. We thank our Heavenly Father for he loved us so much. He loved us so much that he gave to us only begotten Son. He sent him to save us from our sins. He sent his Son that we may be delivered, healed, and set free. And I thank God that he looked down in time and he saw us. He saw us and he predestinated that we should be saved, that we should be delivered, that we should be set free. And I praise God that we should be healed. And I bless the name of the Lord that he looked down in time. He saw you. He saw me. And he knew that we were going to need a Savior. And he loved us so much that he just didn't send no anyone. He had to come and check on us. And I praise God for that. He came to check on us. He wrapped himself in a body of flesh. The word of God came down. Born of a woman. But he himself knew no sin. And I bless the name of the Lord for that. Such a great blessing that he loved us so much. And he loved us so much. And he keep pulling us through and keep pulling us out of things. He keep lifting us. He keep healing us. He keep delivering us. Oh, God keeps showing up. He keeps showing up. And I praise God for it today. And I magnify the Lord once again for each of you. I hope not to be before you long. Just want to take a little time to thank God for everything he's doing. The earth is full of his glorious saints. Regardless of what's happening all around us, regardless of what we hear in the news, regardless of you don't know what to believe or what not to believe, but God is still who he said he is, and God is still in charge. And I bless the name of the Lord for that. I praise God for his mighty, mighty, mighty works. And I think it's in Psalms 137:4, where it was a question, David, and they was wondering, how can we praise God? Can we praise God and sing songs in a strange land? Yes, you can. Sometimes situations and circumstances, you've been through some trial, but some trials that you face, that you go through, it's a strange trial to you, even though nothing that you have to encounter is something that you're not already familiar with, but some things that you have to encounter, it seems sort of strange sometimes. But even in the midst of everything that you're facing, everything that you're going through, and everything that's happening all around us, we can still praise God. We can still magnify his name. We can still glorify the name of the Lord. Oh, we can praise God. Yes, 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 his name, his name. His name is greatly to be praised. And for that, I give him glory. I give him honor. And I do give him praise. I really do, saints. I praise God. I magnify the Lord that we've been in and out, going to funerals and family members, but God still got us standing. And even in the midst of that, my nephew and then our brother-in-law, ex-brother-in-law, but was still like a brother-in-law, my niece's father's, my niece's father passed, and it was like maybe a couple weeks behind each other. And this just touched my heart and moved us in such a way that sometimes it's hard to wrap your mind around certain things and seem like God just decided to visit and what the scripture said, that how how the Lord, he would come like a thief in the night. Oh, but I still praise him. I still praise him because that's what I felt like that with my nephew. He came like a thief in the night and snuck him out. And first we know with no warning, he never wouldn't mention nothing about no sickness or nothing like that, even though he was like in the rest of us go through things in your bodies, but nothing of such that we would have thought. And I'll be honest with you, throw me for a loop, saints. I'm human, you know, but I'm human, and I thank and I praise God that I can feel. I thank and I praise God that I can feel. I thank God because so many of us can't feel no more. So many of us cannot. So many of us have really closed ourselves off. We'd have gone through, been hurt so much that we kind of shut down, and nothing touches us, and we can't feel. But this thing with my nephew gave me a hard blow, and like someone just came and snuck one and gave me a knockout, a black eye, and with the not knowing and no warning. And it's bust our heart. It busted and messed us up. And to be honest and tell the truth, we're still. See, I got to be honest about this thing. I would never say, and I know the scripture declares that you mourn with those that mourn. You rejoice with those that rejoice. But I know that. And I understand that. And I accept the word for what the words say, and there's some things a little bit more difficult, and you wrestle with some things different than you do other things. Oh, but I think and I praise God. Can I sing songs? Can I, Lord, in a strange land? Can I sing songs to you, God? Because this was a strange land to me, very strange land to me. First grandson of my mom and my dad, and the first nephew of the family. Oh, but I thanks be to God. We were still able to sing the song. And still able to bless the name of the Lord. And to glorify his name. Because God is worthy, saints. He's worthy. And I praise God. Well, Mr. Bradley already prayed, and I thank God for it. But God bless your word. Your word is already blessed. We thank and we praise you, Father, for all things. We ask you tonight to have your way. And we ask you, O Heavenly Father, let thy will be done. Meet the needs of your people, Father, as you see fit. And God, we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. And we won't take your praise. We'll give you what due unto your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. We said thank you once again. And we have to learn to praise God. And to bless him and strange things are happening. And situations are happening. Circumstances are happening. And we have to praise God. And I was thinking here this evening, you know, why would the scripture declare that to praise God? And I remember the scripture says that, you praise God because God dwells in the midst of the praise. You can bring God smack dab, they will say, in your situation. You just begin to magnify him for who he is and begin to bless God for his mighty acts. Just begin to recognize and his name is great and great to be praised. And begin to tell God how wonderful he is. And just begin to magnify God and tell God just how great he is. And just begin to tell him, God, I love you. No matter what I'm facing, I still love you. And still tell him you're still worthy of all the glory and honor and the praise. And sometimes you have to muster up a praise. Or you just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. God knows. God knows. God knows. Just wave your hand. Just wave your hand and give God a wave offering. And I bless the name of the Lord tonight. I said I won't be before you long, and I want to keep my word. I really do. I really need to keep it. I really do. Tonight we're going to talk about praising the Lord, that God has formed us. He formed you. He formed me. God formed us. He formed us. He formed us for what? For himself. God formed us for himself. God formed us that we may show forth his praises. God formed us that we may give his name the glory and the honor. God formed us that we may lift him up. The scripture declares, this people have I formed for myself. He said, I formed you for myself. I made you for myself. I created you for myself. I created you that you may show forth my praises. I created you. I made you that you may mention my name. Regardless of what you're going through and regardless of what you may be feeling in your body, I made you for myself. I made you. I formed this people have I made for myself. They shall show forth my praises. He did it. That we may show forth his praises. Isaiah 43:21. God made us that we may show forth his praises. Made us for himself. For himself. And when he made you, he looked at you, he said, that was good. So what no one else think about how you made or how you look? God thought it was good because he did it for himself. Yes, he did do it for himself. So when I'm going through changes, going through circumstances, you created me for this time for yourself, that I may give your name the glory, that I may give your name the honor and the praise. Made me for yourself. And the song says, I'm not my own. I belong to God. I am not my own. We are not our own. We belong to the Lord. And the scripture declares, but I are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. You are a peculiar people that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness, his marvelous light. He said, but ye are a chosen generation. I chose you. Not only did I choose you, you're royalty. You're royal, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, And yes, you peculiar people, so you're strange. Yes, you're peculiar people. You should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we may show forth his praise, that we may give him glory and honor in difficult times. And when situation and circumstances are going on, and when you break out in the praise, it makes the enemy wonder, what's wrong with him? I know I hit her good. I know I gave her a good blow. And how in the world can she set up or he set up and still tell God he's good? How in the world? I know. I just knew I went in for a knockout. Hey! But what he didn't understand that you had a comeback. Why? Because you had a praise sign on the inside. And when you thought about the situation and circumstances, even in your mourning, even in your sickness, and even when you're in a praise that you don't have enough to do what you need to do with, you still had a praise sign on the inside. And you'll find yourself Thank God, nevertheless, I want to tell you thank you for staying well as it is. Because, Father, I do realize there's someone in a worse situation than I'm in. And you find yourself when you begin to just to bless the name of the Lord for all of his benefits. And you find yourself getting strength. You find yourself being lifted. You find yourself being encouraged. You find yourself getting up. When you begin just to magnify the name of the Lord. Because he dwells. God dwells in the midst of our praises. He'll come right in the midst of a situation. If you don't look down and if you dare but just to magnify his name, he'll visit you. He'll come smack in the middle of it. I don't care. I don't care what's going on dynamics. Or I'm going to use even when you're in the world and we've done things that we didn't have no better idea. And I'm going to say, Lord, don't let me get caught up. Hey, don't let me, God, in Jesus' name. I don't want to make my parents ashamed, Father. And sometimes you weren't saved. We weren't saved. We'll begin to sing some songs to God. We'll begin to say some things. And God would come in the midst of your praises. Yes, he would do it. Yes, he would do it. Because he chose you even before the foundation of the world. Come in the midst of your praises. If we just dare. But just begin to magnify. God give it, God take it. Hey! But blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise him anyhow. Lift him up anyhow. David said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's why he's a provider. He's a sustainer. And little do become much. Ask me how I know. I've had little. It became much, and it sufficed the need when I took it out of my hand and I placed it in God's hand. Long as I keep things in my hand, it don't do too well. But when I place it in his hand, it do what it's supposed to do. God can multiply what you have and make it work for you. And sometimes, and when we don't have enough to pay what we know we need to pay, but we desire to, say, well, Lord, I don't have the money I would like to pay it. You to shield and protect it and keep it covered with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I don't want to be made ashamed. And God would do just that. Well, we got to trust him like that, though. We got to know when we ask him for something. Well, you got to have an expectation. You'll do what you ask him. Why ask him for something if you don't have expectation that he's going to come through for you? Why? And when your children ask you for something, or you made your children a promise that if they do this and they do that, that you will reward them. Well, God not like man. God is not like man. And they'll come back to you and say, Mama or Daddy, you know, you told me you'll do this if I do that. Well, I did that. Now I'm looking for what you said. See? Because you made them a promise. And now they want you to make good on the promise. And sometimes God hadn't forgot. He just wants you to remind him of his promises. So he going to make good on what he going to know. Did you hear what he said? That I said, let the sick them heal. I want you to tell me what I said, so I can make sure that you knew. And he said, don't think if you waver, don't let a wavered person think they're gonna get anything from me. That's why we got to be specific, and we say something, we ask God for something. We got to have expectations of him. And then you got to know why you're praising God. Not just to get stuff or get things. Praise you because of who you are. Just because you're God. That's why. That was 1 Peter 2:9. Ye are chosen, but ye are chosen generation. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praises to God continually, continually, continually. Let us offer the sacrifice of praises continually, continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The scripture declares that we should give God thanks in all things, giving praise in all things, not some things. When you feel good, when you don't feel good. When you have, when you don't have. When you're broke, or when you got some few nickels in your pocket. Few nickels can become a loss. And sometimes $20 when you're in need of it, it's a lot of money when you don't have it. But I said, Lord, I thank you because I know this got to be done on tomorrow. And I don't know how you're going to do it, but I thank you, Lord. You already worked it out. So, Father, I thank you for touching someone's heart and go cause them to be able to give it to my bosom. Father, and I know I'm going to reap what I have not sown because you said I was going to. Now, I'm standing on what your words say now. And David said, I never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. I'm grateful for what you've done for David, but now it's my time. What you going to do about me? I'm thankful for how you brought them through the Red Sea. But now on my own that I need to walk across on dry land. Now what about me? I'm thankful for how you fed them manna. And the clothes, they kept the clothes on their back. I hadn't read anything yet. If anyone has, please share with me and let the clothes go with them. But I'm grateful for what you've done for them. But now I'm talking about you and me, our relationship, and my situation, and our circumstances. And I would have to say, God, as long as you go in it with me, as long as you're in it with me, I know I'll be all right. I know I'll be all right. As long as you don't leave me, Lord. And if you don't take your spirit away from me, I'll be all right. If I have to suffer through some things, Father, it's all right. And if I have to suffer some loss, Father, it's all right. As long as I know that you're in the midst with me. As long as I know you're right there with me, God. I'll be all right. I'll be all right, Lord. Even though I may not understand everything. But as long as I know God is in the fire with me, I will be all right. As long as I know God is right there going through with me, I will be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. And then we'll find ourselves rising above the situation. Because why? We'll be all right. We'll be all right. Because God is there with us. As long as God is there with us and giving us the strength day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, and second by second, we'll be all right. And he'll bring us through. He'll bring us through. And that was Hebrews 3. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant. And praises is comely for who? The upright. That's Psalms 147:1. It's good to sing praises. It's good to sing praises unto our God. But it is pleasant. And praises is comely for the upright. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praises is what I am. Uh-huh. Praises who I am. Mm-hmm. Praises is who I am. Yes, hallelujah. I praise him while I can. Praises is who I am. So you got to know who you are. Praises is who I am. I can't sing it, but I wish somebody was on here could. And just could sing that song called Praises is Who You Are. And I'm going to praise him while I can. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Oh, yeah. I will call on the name I will call on the Lord. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Praise them in the enemy camp. He said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. No strength of the Most High God got no bidding running. If God tell you, he tell you how to get around it. And God will lead you all around if we obey him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise him. Praise him. And he'll save you from your enemy. Can't be fearful of everything and everybody. Fearful of this and that. Oh, yeah, we know the enemy up to stuff. We know the enemy setting plots every day and every hour. We understand that. Because we understand and know we're not fighting a wrestle against no flesh and blood, but spiritual weakness and wickedness in high praises. We understand that. And the only way the enemy come after you, because why? He know he lost you. He want to make sure that he can do things to disturb and interrupt you, your life. But you always you allow him to know that he don't slap you, did whatever, and then you just say, oh, okay. I said, okay, so you did, so you thought that you had me in this situation, but I thank be to God. You cannot defeat me. And only way God lie anything to come now my dwelling place, that nothing come now me except God give permission. So you couldn't even get next to me, not touch me, except God gave permission. Because he knew I was going to still praise him. Job said, God give it, God take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Things was happening to Job so fast. Before he, one thing over here, something else don't pop off. But still, he knew. He knew who was worthy of the praises, who were worthy of the glory, who were worthy of the honor. God was still worthy. His name was still worthy to be lifted up. That was 2 Samuel 22:4. David said, I will bless the Lord. When? At all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. David said, I will, personally, I will bless the Lord at all times. When? At all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. Bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in your mouth. Lift him up at all times. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. Why? He's worthy to be lifted up. Why? He's worthy of all the honor. So lift him up at all times. Praise him at all times. Let his praise continue to be in your mouth. Continually. Regardless to what you're facing or what we're going through, God wants us to give him a praise. That's Psalm 34:1. The scripture declares Psalms 47:1-6. Oh, clap your hands. All you people, clap your hands. Just begin to clap them. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. See, when you heard the scripture say, oh, clap your hands. That was a good praise right there. Just begin to clap them. Thank God you got some hand to clap. Oh, clap your hands. All ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with... Hey, you just sing ye praises with what? Understanding. Oh, glory. Sing praises with understanding. I saw that. I said, You got to understand why you're praising him. Sing praises with understanding. Sing ye praises with understanding. I praise you because I know, God, you're worthy. I praise you because it's your desire of me to praise you. You created me to honor you. You created me for this, for such a time as this. For such a time as this. They're saying about the Delta virus. They're saying about cases of surgery. I was telling the, the doctor when I had my visit, and we were just having a conversation, and I was saying that, he was talking about the virus and talking about this and that. I said, you know what? If all of us had done what was required of us to wear a mask and not fighting against things that could be a benefit to everyone, maybe if we just had obeyed and just armor ourselves and just go down and wore that mask, maybe everybody for 30 days to 60 days, we might be out the woods by now. I said, but because there's so many things that people want to use now as they their rights are infringing upon their rights. This is a health thing. This not about trying to take your rights from you like that. People use stuff as the Fifth Amendment rights about guns. It's not about taking your guns from you. We talking about safety. If people not in the right frame of mind, why do they need a gun? And I said, well, it's one of my, I said, you remember once upon a time we didn't have to wear seat belts either, did we? He said, but people don't want to tell the CDC, tell them what to do. Well, who told us that wearing seat belt was going to save lives? We buckle down and wear seat belt, right? And I said, then another thing that, and if you not, you get caught for not wearing your seat belt, you can get a ticket, can't you? Why? Because they passed the law for it, didn't they? I said, everybody, why didn't we protest against that? Why didn't we protest? It was a life-saving situation. And people was getting killed going out through their windshield. And so people, they passed a law that you need to wear your seatbelt. No, not need to. You had to wear your seatbelt. And now this year saying you wear your mask because this will help save lives. Why is this such a ruckus? Once upon a time we didn't have to put our baby in a car seat either and let this car seat be turned one way and buckle the baby down. We could hold the baby in our lap. And then they passed a law that we no longer can do that. Why didn't we protest against that? And what they was trying to do is save lives, baby life. And so why didn't we protest about that? Why didn't we say that against you're infringing up on my rights? I said, all depend on whose mouth it come out of, I guess, and at the time that it be given. I said, so, and I said, well, then, why? Now the cars got to have an airbag. Once upon a time, we didn't have an airbag, did we? Excuse me. I said, life is, we have to adapt to changes. We have to adapt to changes. Things happen. It's never happened to us before. So now we got to adapt to some changes. We want some people adapt to it and some don't want to adapt to it. We may be out the woods by now. I said, well, if their man won't obey God, surely they won't obey no one else. I said, when they come, boy, I don't do it. You want to obey, you want to obey. And then now, is it your right to tell anyone, a woman, what she should do with her body then? Who writes this at? You fight against one thing, you want to take this right from them. You want to say this one shouldn't tell us what to do, or that one ought not to tell us how to do it. But then you want to tell a man don't have no right to tell a woman what she ought to do with her body then. How in the world you have more rights to tell me what I should do with my body than you could tell your own self what to do with yours? I said, I'm just saying, you know. I said, it's a good thing we're having a good conversation. See, I said, that's why we ought to come and sit down and reason and have conversations about things. I said, if you gave me a prescription today and I don't go and follow your instructions on that, good at giving it to me won't do me any good. I just waste your time. What good is the pharmacy filling it if I won't take it according? Shake well before take. All sickness not unto death. Because of ignorance. And then let us not perish because of lack of knowledge. We perish because we won't exercise the knowledge that we got. Need somebody else to tell your mind what to think. And God don't gave you a mind. Need somebody else to tell you whether to go right or left. Seek ye the Lord, and ye shall find. Ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the door be open. Ask God, no matter what I tell you. Seek God behind my telling you. Don't get so confident in some no one telling you, and you don't consult God in what direction to go in with the information that you have. Mm-hmm. That's how a lot of us gonna get trapped and caught up because we all if Father help me, Holy Ghost. No indictment on no one. Please don't say it. Don't go back and say, I said this, I said that, but I can clarify because I have the tape pulled. I have it pulled. A lot of us, and I believe in obeying and make leadership. Don't go back and tell nobody I told you not to, because I'm going to tell you straight up, you'd be lying on me. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. The Bible said, obey your husband. Wives, you submit yourself to your husband. And if the husband have no power over his body, neither do the wives have power over her body. And you obey your husband. And then your husband say, well, honey, I need you to do this, or we need to go do that or do this. Well, I can't go do it because the pastor told me we got to be there at this time and that time. And he going to look at you pretty strange and pretty foolish. I'm telling you, we got to go take care of this business here. We got to go do that. Can't you go do it because I got to? Now, when I asked him, I said, but we won't obey the voice of God. If we won't obey what God said, then we may get benefits. And not just benefits, because living life is benefits. Life is the greatest gift. Life eternal and life now. Breath breathing is breath is a gift. You think it's not? Let it be. Well, you got to struggle to breathe. You'll find out just how precious breathing is. Learn to use our common judgment, common sense, using good common sense and things. Common sense. If you got blood pressure problem, why are we eating all the fried food? I'm still praising God. And all this here, french fries and all this, everything got to be fried, everything and all the pork. I like a good pork chop now. I really do, Saint. I like a good piece of rib every now and then. But I'm saying now, I can't let that be an everyday meal for me. And can't we bake some stuff, boil some stuff, broil some stuff, stir fry some stuff? God wants us to be healthy. That's God's desire. He said, above all, I wish you prosper. Uh-huh. And as you prosper, I want you to be in good health. Even as your soul prosper. And if that ain't somebody looking out for the whole man, I don't know what is. So with the doctor and I just had a conversation. When will we stop being foolish and use good common judgment, common sense, and stop making the ruckus about only your way and how you see it. And your way and how you see it is the most important. And nobody else's way and nobody else's ideas is important. It's how your skin color is most important, no one else is. I said, you know that ain't right. And I know it's not right. And God knows it's not right. And we think we're going to see a living God in peace. No way. When we got all this iniquity, hate, malice, envy, and jealousy in our heart. We sat in the office for a minute, and he wasn't doing nothing. We have the conversation. Sometimes God prays before you go in and have a conversation, saints. Sometimes things is set up just for you to go in and have a conversation. I'm here to tell you, children, of the Most High God. Now, I'm going to bring one more scripture. We're going to bring this thing to a close. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. You find that in Psalms 48:1. Father, forgive me, I said one more. But I want to read this one. I want to read this right here, Sarah, this scripture here. Because of thy love and kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live, while I live. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied, and with my all, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. God, would you praise him with joyful lips? Not nasty lips. Not filthy lips. Be joyful. Give him praise. Even when you're giving an offering, be joyful about doing it. Be joyful. Be joyful. And the scripture says that you find that in Psalm 63:3-5. Now this one. So let my mouth be filled with that praise. Yeah. Let my mouth be filled with that praise and with thy honor all the day. But I will hope continually. Yes, I will. Hey, glory. And will yet praise thee more and more. Let my mouth be filled with praise, with thy praises. Let my mouth be filled with thy praises. Let my mouth be filled with thy praises. And with thy honor all the day. All the day. But I will hope continually more and more. Psalm 71:8-14. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, I bless his holy name tonight, because God is worthy, saints, to be praised. God is so worthy. God is worthy. God is worthy. I will bless the Lord at all times. All mean all times. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent. Up or down. How low. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I bless the name of the Lord. That's the topic I will use tonight. I will personally bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. That will be my topic tonight. So when you waited to give it down to here, nevertheless, I will still bless the Lord at all times. At all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. But my topic tonight is, I will. I made a decision. I will bless the Lord at all times. If I'm weak, I'll bless him. If I'm full of strength, I'll bless him. If I feel good, I'll bless him. If I'm feeling low, I'll bless him. If I got money, I'll bless him. If I don't have a dime, I'll bless him. I'll still bless him. Why? Because he's worthy. Why? He created me for to praise him. He created me to give him honor and glory. God made me for such. God created us for such. God made us for such. God formed us for such. He formed us for himself. God formed us that we may show forth his praises. I praise God for your patience tonight. I bless God for each of you all tonight. If there be anyone tonight, anyone that needs salvation, if there be anyone need a touch, there be anyone backslider, need to come back to God, there be anyone tonight have need to accept the Lord as your personal Savior if you have not already done it. And if perhaps you have done it, and sometimes we fall a little short and we just want to rededicate ourselves. If there's anyone that just want to be restored tonight.
Be close to you.
Thank you.
Praise
thank
you.
You.
Mm-hmm. Praise him while I can. Oh, I praise him at all times. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad.
Yes.
I praise you whether happy or sad. I praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do.
And yes, sir.
I owe it all to you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
When I'm going through, I will learn to worship you. Through my circumstance, doesn't even stand a chance.
My
praise outweighs the best. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do, and I owe it all to
glory. Thank you, Jesus. I love that song. I vow to praise you. He's on that one. In all that I go through, I vow to do it. I thank God for your sister. I vow to praise him for the good and the bad, whether I'm happy or sad. I vow to praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for singing that song for me. I love that song because I vow to praise him. I vow to praise him. Now praise God for you, sister. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else vow to praise God, his holy name tonight? I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you so much for singing this song and magnify the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Will there be any, there will be one that want to come to the Lord and rededicate your life unto the Lord? There any, there will be one? Will there be one? Minister Bradley, is there anyone on the line?
Praise the Lord. Not right now, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you. Anyone tonight that desires prayer, if there be any that desires prayer tonight, the Bible said, well, two or three come together, touching the green on the same thing. He promised to be in the midst. And if we dare but bless his name and praise him, will there be one?
Praise
God. Will there be one? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Clarissa Johnson. I wanted to get prayer for a friend of mine. Her name is Rachel. She has COVID. She's in the hospital. and she has pneumonia, and she's really having a hard time. Their family had a gathering because their sister hadn't been home in some years, and their family had a gathering, and one of the sisters was around somebody that had COVID, and it spread throughout the family gathering, and now the entire family has COVID. The children, the sisters, brothers, aunts, mothers, fathers, you know, the entire family that was at that gathering has COVID. And I was just wondering if I can get prayer for that family.
Amen. Amen. Saints, we got to be careful when we go to gatherings. We got to be careful when we go to a home going. Saints,
yeah.
We got to be careful when we go to the stores or shopping just because they lifted the mandate of wearing masks. You got to be wise. God wants his people wise. God
yeah.
wants us to be wise. And don't matter. I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw it out there because there are so many people embarrassed about if they even don't have a vaccination. It's not a sentence that will sentence you to hell, even if you did do it, if you did get the vaccination. And some people too are embarrassed to even say, but I'm going to just say, if you did, it does not mean that you will not get COVID. But we just don't have to trust God no matter what we don't do. And please, saints, I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you tonight. Be careful with your life that you can be careful with someone else's life. If you be careless with your life, then you'll be careless with my life. And you don't know where this thing is. If you're going to come together, wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
And still respect giving each other space. And you don't have to be separated but in order.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it decently in order. And we walk around, we praising God, we lift in the name of the Lord, and we look pretty foolish when the saints won't obey.
Jesus.
And then God is not a stupid God. God is not ignorant. God is very bright and very intelligent. And then I thought you said God. No. I tell people this here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though God is my healer, even though God is my strength, even though God is my sustainer, even though God is my keeper, even though God is the rock of my salvation, even though God is my provider, even though God is my heavenly Father, even though God, Jesus Christ, is my Savior, but he has, would not us be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking at that mess no more. He's not winking at our ignorance. I got the anointing up on me. God's strong in my yes, he is. But in my foolishness.
Jesus.
Foolishness. Can't nothing come now your dwelling place except the Lord say so. But we got to give God something to work with now. We got to give something to work with. We got to give God something to work with. What do you mean? I'm glad you asked me. You do your part and God will do his.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not do things foolish now. I don't care who lifts the ban. Well, I don't have no degree in science. Do you? You got a degree, Evangelist Bradley? You do? You don't? I don't have a degree in medicine. Do you, Minister Bradley?
No, ma'am.
Now, I don't have no degree in this. And if it says that if you don't wear your mask and it's the summertime, as Frost said, Foster, however the name pronounce his name, if I mispronounce it, somebody pronounce it right for me. The doctor says if you don't wear your mask, even if you've been vaccinated, it's a strong possibility it could come back and come back stronger. Now, he said that.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, if you don't obey God, surely you will not obey man. And I'm a firm believer in that. I'm a firm believer in that. Because why? God breathes for you. God breathes. God breathed. God give you the breath of life. So if you go into a gathering, if you go into the house of God, surely the Lord won't let a virus come in. We go into a building. I am the temple where the Holy Ghost lives. I am the church of the living God. And everybody go in the building is not breathing righteousness and not breathing life either. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't feel no evil. But use good common sense and use wisdom. Go in. Wear your mask. Wear it. Just wear it. For the sake of the whole family. They haven't been together in so long, so we get careless. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. As human beings, we do. We want to show our pretty face. Everybody see our face. You know we do, son. We've been wearing the mask for so long. Honey, I tell you the truth. It don't look like a part of my uniform. Yeah. And then you get a little casual. You say, don't let your guards down. Let us help protect one another and thank us so we won't be the one that causing a whole family, whole family, something to happen to them. And and then we got to wear that on our conscience. I just have to throw it out there. And I'm not sitting there praying to God that we don't get careless like that. And it's okay to be with your family. It's okay. But let's not put each other at risk. You get the vaccine for the flu and pneumonia. I remember one time I got the vaccine for the flu. I came down with the flu. Yes, I did. I said I wouldn't get another vaccination. I lied. I repent because I did get another. And the doctor said because the flu was already in your body, the only thing that vaccine did was help it come forth. So and I was sneezing. And stuff I'm talking about, I told the doctor, I said, I believe you gave me the flu. I said, y'all, what was in this vaccination? Did you give me the flu? I sure did. I was putting it down for in the bed for a week. I had to overcome that flu. Had to overcome it. I was already feeling a little bad, but I didn't know. If I taking the vaccination, that's going to cause it to come on up and come on out. So whatever we do, we got to pray and ask God guidance for us, saints. We got to. We're living in a day and time we cannot afford not to acknowledge him in all our ways that he may direct our path. We just can't take life for granted. I'm serious. And I'm going back now. I'm going to ask again. Sister Clarissa came in. She's standing in the gap for Rachel and her family. There anyone else?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is Gwen Reed, and I'm requesting prayer for all the ladies of the Work Release Center that our minds be sanctified, that we be strengthened. There's a young lady here with the COVID. The room she's in is on quarantine for 14 days. So we're asking for prayer for Kendra Young and all her roommates. Kendra, yes, ma'am. Young.
Kendra.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I would like to request prayer for my roommates, Paula Mason, Jaquita Pugh. Yes, ma'am, Paula Mason. Jaquita Pugh. For the staff here.
You said Pugh?
Yes, ma'am, P-U-G-H.
Okay, Pugh.
Yes, ma'am. All the staff here, all our coworkers, anybody we come in contact with, that we just be led the right way to do what we're supposed to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's time out for foolishness. We ain't got time for foolishness no more.
Amen.
And also pray for myself, pray my strength in the Lord, so that I could, that I will receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, stay on my straight path, and keep him first, and for my family as well. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Understanding. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Someone just came over. Okay, now you can go ahead. Go ahead, caller. We're not hearing you.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in. I enjoyed the message tonight. And I'm calling in prayer for my niece. She's a nurse, but a couple of weeks ago they decided to go out and celebrate. And now her inner sister has COVID. And she was telling me, Auntie, please pray for me. Her name is Michelle. And her and my sister, April, both of them have COVID. And I'm
your
be Christian
sister.
Prayer for them. My niece.
Your niece, Michelle, and your sister, what's her name?
No, it's her sister, April.
Oh, April. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So both of them have COVID or just one?
Yes, ma'am. Both of them.
Both. Okay.
Yes.
So Michelle and April has COVID.
For their mother. She had heart trouble off and on, so she has been in the hospital also. Her name is Deborah.
Have a heart.
And keep Sister Betty in your prayers.
Thank you, Sister Betty, for standing in the gap for others.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Another one. Is there anyone else, Minister Bradley?
Looks like that might be it right now. Amen.
No one else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. The scripture declares that when we pray, if we but believe, we shall have those things that we ask of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture also declares that we come into agreement with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
When we come into agreement with prayer together, praying for the same things, not a different thing, but for the same thing, that he will be in the midst of it. He'll be in it. And that's why I don't get into people business, but you need to know what you petition God for.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may say, I need prayer, and I'm petitioning God, but I'm just asking God. We'll say, well, God know what I need. God know. God does know. But if I'm in agreement with you, I don't know what I'm in agreement with. You don't have to give me all the details, but I do need to know. If I'm going to go before the judge, I'm your lawyer. I do need to know what I'm going up there to the lawyer, up there before the judge, that I may be able to present your case. And because we want to come out as winners. And so I thank God for each of you all. And I thank God for, and I pray to God a special blessing for Sister Clarissa, as well as Sister Gwen. As well as Sister Betty, for standing in the gap for others. You know that's what Jesus came about when he came. He came for others. He didn't come for himself. And I know that Sister Gwen put herself last, but she went and said what the other needs before her needs. And so for all of you all that came, you stood in the gap on the behalf of others, asking nothing for yourself, asking nothing, but then you say, and just pray for me. Pray for me. But others was more important than self. And I praise God, you are not selfish people. You're not a selfish people, but others are more important than you. And Father, not that you're not important, but you got other people that pressing up on your heart. Pressing up on your heart. Now, Father God, as we come together tonight, touching and agreeing, on the behalf of Rachel, Father God, we also come touching and agreeing on the behalf of the latest at the work release, Kendra yes. Young, Sister Paula Mason, and Sister Pugh. Father God, the staff and all of the co-workers. And Father God, as we come touching and agreeing on the behalf, God, of April, Michelle, the mother that has heart issues, her name is Deborah. And Lord God, as I said earlier, also for Sister Betty, also for Sister Gwen, want the wisdom, God. She didn't ask for nothing but wisdom. She didn't ask for the riches of the world, but she asked for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And I bless your name, God, that she has asked you for these things, that she may know how to conduct herself in the name of Jesus. And yes. Lord God, for Sister Clarissa, God, that has this whole family resting upon her heart. Father, yes. I ask you also to meet her every need. And yes. God, and meet the needs of her family, for yes. her standing for someone else, Father, in the name of Jesus. Nothing. And Lord God, I also bring tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring to you tonight, Sister Edward, mother of missionary, evangelist, teachers and prophets and apostles and prophets, God, and all that stand in the need, our Sister Renee, Father, in the name of Jesus, Tiffany, God, her whole family, in the name of Jesus, the whole family. I didn't say one, the whole family, Father, in the name of Jesus, even those that came down with COVID, I bring them to you on this night, Father. We're standing in the gap on their behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ask you to be God in the midst. And yes, we know that you're a healer. We know that you're a healer. We yes. ask you to move, Father, in the name of Jesus, on the behalf of these families.
Oh, Jesus.
On the behalf of this people.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Almighty God. Rachel.
Jesus.
Rachel in the hospital.
Yes,
having
Lord.
Complications. Oh, yes. God. I know yes. you're able to move. I
yes.
know you're able to cause her lungs to operate right.
Yes.
I know you're able to breathe on her behalf. I
yes.
know you're able, God, to raise her up in the name of Jesus and her
yes.
family. In the name of Jesus,
in
keep
the,
them, God. Keep them, Father.
Keep them, oh, God.
Keep them, Father, God. If it be your will, let none be lost.
Yes, Lord.
Let none be lost. But let them see this as a teachable lesson. And God, help us to be careful for nothing, thus says the scripture. In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus. And we also ask, God, for the ones that the Sister Gwen prays, that the ladies at the work release, God, the one that got COVID.
Yes.
Kendra Young, Father, in Jesus' name, touch the body. Touch their body. Touch their body. Raise them up. Raise them up, God. Raise them up, Lord. That they can give your name the glory. That they can give your name the honor and the praise. Raise them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Pull them through, God. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, because we know COVID has no dominion except you give it to them. It has no dominion, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ask you to bring this what you know. In the name of Jesus, cancer come among your people, God. Cause it to be scattered, God, and go to a dry place. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Heal and deliver, set the captives free, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And we'll give your name the glory. We'll give your name the praise. We'll give your name the honor. In the name of Jesus. And we'll glorify your name, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the
and
name
not
of
only that one, God. Michelle.
Yes, Lord.
And April. Lord
yes.
God, you do it. You
yes.
do it.
Yes, Lord.
You do it, God. COVID, you got to go. COVID, you got to loose.
In
and let
name.
God's people go. COVID, you got to loose them and
yes.
let them go. You did not ask that he want to, God. It was a command to loose and let your people go. And Pharaoh, God, he would do something, he'll pull back. By the time they thought they had a break, then he'll press that down on a button. I'm asking you tonight, God, COVID, to loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus.
In
the mother that has heart, it's your devil. God, touch your heart. Touch and heal. Deliver these people, Father. And not just these people, but all these people that are suffering in their bodies, in their bodies, in their bodies, in their minds, in their finances. Oh, God, in their spirit, in their homes. And those are too shame and embarrassed to even make mention that people, that they even have COVID, as if it's such a shameful thing. Like some people get cancer in their family. It's such a shameful thing for them to even make mention of. I don't understand it, but you do, God. I'll be honest with you, I don't understand it, but you understand it. In the name of Jesus, but I ask you, God, give us wisdom. Give us wisdom. Give us the know-how to go in and out. Give us the know-how, God, to maneuver through avenues. Give us the know-how in the name of Almighty God. Send your anointing and let it rest upon these people. Let it destroy every yoke in their life. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Satan, the Lord rebuke you. COVID, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus.
In the
blood of Jesus built this you tonight. And so am I. You loose these people, let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. All of I ask of you, Father God, I ask you, let your will be done. And if there are any in the midst that have not gave their life to you and have not accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, let them do so in this hour. Let them do so, God. Touch their hearts and minds. That they will do so in the name of Jesus. Because you would that none be lost. But that we all come to repentance.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. And we won't take your praise. We give it to you. Because you're worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy, God, to be praised. In Jesus' name. The bread and the work of her hand. Cause your face to shine upon her.
Thank
Father,
you,
and bless her feet wherever it may bring. In the name of Jesus, move, God, on the behalf and continue to bless her mother and raise her mother up, continue, God, daily. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen. In the name of Jesus, continue, God. And even those that are coming in and out of the house, God, let them be careful for nothing. Let them recognize and realize that this is a time. This is a time and a season that we must be diligently. We must be diligent in this day and hour.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus, cause them to do those things that will protect God, that will protect the glue of the family.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And we'll thank you for it.
Yes, Lord.
And all those that come in, quicken them before they enter in the house. Quicken them, God, to mask themselves up. In the name of Jesus. I won't take your glory. I won't take your honor. And I won't take your praise. I give you what you do for God. Praise, this is what we do. Praise, this is who we are. And Lord, we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you tonight, Frank. God bless you, God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
God
bless your family. God bless the work of your hands. And may the face of the Lord shine upon you. And may the Lord forever keep his hands upon each and every one of you all tonight. And your family, in the name of Jesus, even Calores and Uncle Hardy and Melvin, Father, in the name of God, bless you. Minister Bradley, back over in your hand. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you tonight, woman of God. Bless you on tonight. Amen. What a word. What a word on tonight. Glory be to God. Touched our hearts, pricked our hearts. Glory to God, amen, to just show us, amen, who we are, amen, and what we were created for, amen. Praise is what we do. God, no matter what's going on, amen, Jesus, and we can praise him because he is, amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight, amen. People of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. It is absolutely free. If you would text these two numbers on tonight, amen, text these two numbers, we'll get that broadcast right on out to you. And the first number is 912
952-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And for our international listeners, those that are listening, you can certainly get a copy. You can text us via WhatsApp. And that number to text is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Did not the Lord bless us on tonight? He blessed us real good. Amen. We thank God, even as the woman of God said, for those that came, amen, interceding, came on behalf of others. Glory be to God. You have got to know, amen, that there's a blessing waiting just for you. Amen. Glory to God for those of you, amen, that even brought forth people in your heart. Amen. Jesus, believe in God by faith that it is already done. Amen. Glory be to God, for he knows what we have need of. Amen, Jesus. Amen. And you unselfishly came, glory to God, for others on tonight. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Minister Ali, God bless you on tonight. We bless God for you. Thank you for availing yourself. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen,
Jesus. And we just want to pray the strength of the Lord upon you even now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that the Lord will breathe upon you afresh. Glory to God in the name of Jesus for all that he set to your hand, all that he set for you to do. Glory be to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your strength on tonight. Thank you for your hand resting upon your servant even now in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight for ordered steps. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for blessing her ministry. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for breathing yet even again upon her praise in the name of Jesus. Her praise that blessed. Glory to God, the word, hallelujah, that break yokes on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for making her a praise in the earth in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today. Glory be to God. We thank you for blessing her family. We thank you, glory to God, for blessing the very word in our belly on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for this word in the precious name of Jesus. We bless you tonight. We thank you for divine health, oh God. We thank you on tonight for keeping her healthy. We thank you on tonight for keeping her covered under your precious blood. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight that no weapon that's formed against her shall prosper. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for causing her to be at the right place at the right time. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless your name. We bless your name on tonight. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. We bless you for your word tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your word. Hallelujah. That has penetrated every heart on tonight. We bless you tonight. Glory to God for causing this very word to come alive in the hearts of your people. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your servant tonight. Thank you, hallelujah, for blessing her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We thank you tonight, oh, glory to God. Thank you, hallelujah, for blessing her going out and her coming in. Hallelujah, from this time, even forevermore. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you now. We glorify you, your precious name. We thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen, 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 amen on tonight. Glory to God. And woman of God, amen, we're going to, amen, release the platform back to you. Glory to God for other remarks on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for the blessing of the line. And then we will praise the Lord. We're going to open the line. Amen. And we're going to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have the platform. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless each of you all. We just go out tonight and God cover you in the blood of Jesus. God hide and protect you. God sustain and keep you. God make ways out of no way for Jesus the way he truth and he life. May the Lord's face shine upon each of you all tonight. In the name of Jesus, may God wisdom, knowledge, and understanding be with each of you all tonight. In the name of Jesus. And may the praises of God be upon your lips. And may God give you understanding of why you're praising him. May God give you understanding the reason why you praise him. In the name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you, Father God, for you, God, for you, Father, for you formed us for yourself. God, in the name of Jesus, that we may show forth your praise in the name of Jesus. And I just want to say thank you for it in advance. Now, bless you, this people. Cover them even now with the shed blood. Hide them even now behind the cross. Those far and near, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, saints. Let us just raise our voice and lift our voice and tell him, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just tell him, thank you. Glory to God. Bless his name. Bless him tonight. God bless you, saints. God bless you, saints. God bless you. Glory to God. Bless you.
All participants are unmuted.
Good night, saints.
Bless them on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go out with a praise on tonight. Glory to God, people of God. Let's go out with praise on tonight. Come on and lift those voices. Hallelujah. For the Lord created us to praise him. Hallelujah. Let's go out with glorious praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah, people of God. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God. Bring somebody, tell somebody, amen, about this Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory be to God. It has been said that word of mouth is still the most effective method of getting the word out. So, amen, we want you to tell somebody about the Prayer News Network. Bring somebody, amen, that they can be blessed. Don't forget to get your copy, people of God, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.